Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in other environmental news, there are reports this week of a new jaguar sighting in the U.S. Earlier this year, we told you about El Jefe, a male jaguar living free in the Santa Rita Mountains of Arizona. He's been considered the only wild jaguar in the U.S., but it would appear from a new photo taken just days ago on December 1st that another jaguar, so far unnamed, is also roaming in southern Arizona. Joining us now is Vicky Croak, who covers all things animal for us at Here and Now. Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Jeremy.
And who is this new jaguar, and what does it mean for El Jefe?
Well, El Jefe, who was first seen here in 2011, and as you know, he's a superstar of the big cat world. Camera traps over time showed him to be a really robust guy, not seen directly so much by people, but he's been tracked by cameras and more old-fashioned methods. In both cases, El Jefe and this new cat, they're thought to be what's called dispersing males. That's young cats striking out on their own, probably from a population of jaguars in northern Mexico. Hmm. And jaguars are elusive. El Jefe himself hasn't been seen in a year. But this cat, and by the way, individual jaguars can be identified by their unique markings. This new one was picked up from a camera in an army installation, Fort Huachuca, south of Tucson.
And if there are two, does that mean jaguars are making a comeback in the U.S.?
This is the big debate. Even among conservationists. So those who say yes, like the scientists at the Center for Biological Diversity, and they're the people who've been tracking El Jefe, they point to the fact that there's a viable population of jaguars in northern Mexico, that jaguars clearly can travel up here. And with good habitat and prey and protection, the cats could reestablish themselves. The mountains in Arizona are home to lots of wildlife, including other predators like mountain lions, bobcats, and bears. And El Jefe has been able to get plenty to eat. So those who don't think the scenario is likely point out that there hasn't been a record of a female jaguar in the United States in decades. And without females, there's no breeding population. So historically, we did have jaguars living in the Southwest into the 1800s, but they were killed off. So they shot, poisoned, and trapped. They lost habitat. And in the last 20 years, only a handful of jaguars have been seen in the U.S.
And there are still a lot of challenges for them.
Yeah, livestock and mining interests determining what's essential habitat for which animals in that part of the world. There's a lot to be sorted out. But in the meantime, the folks at the Center for Biological Diversity are celebrating a new cat in town.
And there's no chance that this new cat is El Jefe, right? That they just got that wrong.
We know from the rosettes, and also some funny people on Twitter have been pointing out that the new cat seems a little less manly by certain angles than El Jefe.
All right. Well, we'll be watching for more developments. Vicky Croak, who covers all things animal for us at Here and Now. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.